Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. The last devotion for the month of May is called What's the Difference? The Living Water. We read today from John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39, where God says, "On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, 'Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them.' By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. If you spend your days around toddlers or preschoolers, you know a very specific kind of thirst. It's that mid-afternoon feeling when the nap time transition was rough. The snack crumbs are everywhere, and your emotional reservoir is running on empty. We pour ourselves out for these little ones, wiping tears, tying shoes, and patiently repeating directions. When we hit that wall, we often ask ourselves, what difference does it make? Does it matter that we are Christians if we still feel this exhausted? We try to fill our cups with a few minutes of silence or sheer willpower, yet that restless, spiritual, dry rot remains. In John chapter 7, Jesus stood among a crowd of people who were also looking for satisfaction in rituals. During the Feast of Tabernacles, they celebrated God providing water during the years the Israelites wandered in the wilderness. Yet they were still spiritually parched. Jesus cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." Our thirst often reveals our sinful nature. The moments we lose our temper, the times we seek our own glory instead of God's, and our failure to trust Him, we cannot manufacture our own living water or try harder to be joyful. We are, by nature, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. So what difference does it make? Well, it makes every difference because Jesus lives to pour out his Holy Spirit. Jesus is not a dead historical figure we simply try to imitate. He is the risen, reigning Savior who ascended for the purpose of drenching you in his grace. The living water isn't a reward for being a perfect teacher. It is a gift for the empty. Jesus took the agonizing thirst of the cross to pay for every moment of your impatience. Because he rose from the dead, he now pours his Spirit into you through the Word and sacraments. As you serve this week, you aren't just a caregiver. You are a redeemed child of God. The difference is that you don't have to rely on your own dwindling reservoir. When you feel you have nothing left to give, look to the living Christ. He refreshes you with the promise that your sins are gone. Because he lives, his love can flow through your tired hands to those little ones, even on the days when you feel most empty. He is the well that never runs dry. May the Lord, who lives and reigns, pour out his Spirit upon your heart and give you peace as you serve his little lambs. And we pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for being the source of living water for my weary soul. Forgive me for trying to find satisfaction in my own strength, and remind me that because you live, I am never alone. Refresh me today with your Spirit and your full forgiveness. Amen. Thanks for listening. For more devotions, visit wells.net/devotions. The Lord guide you,
and cover you with his grace today and always.